This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The classroom of the air in some circumstances. Back on the air here, the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen's at the controls, and Jennifer will take control of your ears and your head right now with one of the trending stories for this hour.
Well, it's a trending story that doesn't have a political touch. How about that? This is a trending story.
Hooray!
About cars, because I think this is something practically that we all think about every few years. And if you do need a new car, new to you maybe, are you going to go to the dealer and buy a new car, or are you going to go and buy a used car? Many people are now going for used cars, and the demand, according to the Wall Street Journal, is high. The gap between the price of new and used vehicles is as wide as it's been in years, which has pushed an increasing number of consumers to the used car lot and putting pressure on automakers to deepen discounts on new cars so that they can keep them competitive. Demand for used cars was unusually strong over the summer and will remain at elevated levels, at least according to experts, through the year's end, as higher interest rates and rising prices on new cars continue to stretch the buyers' wallets. And according to the industry analysts, they say that the used car is now where it's at. Doug, I know you've been doing this for a long time.
Yep.
Used car buyers are finding a growing selection of low-mileage vehicles that are only a few years old because many people lease and then return those cars, and that volume...
Yeah. That's
has
the,
helped
that's,
the used car industry.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So, kind of an interesting thing. I'm in a pickle because I have a 3-year lease. I'm not even into my third year yet, and that'll start in November, and I'm already way over mileage. So, at this point, I will probably be forced to buy my car because I don't want to pay all the mileage fees that come along with overextending yourself on a lease.
Leasing is only a good deal if you don't drive. If you drive, it's not a great deal.
It used to serve me so well because my commute was just like less than a mile every day. And now I'm driving 65 plus miles every single
day. Charge it off to the company. Your father needs to pay. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, right.
Going bad. Well, I have, I just bought a 2-year-old car with 24,000 miles on it. And it's another Rover. I found that for me, what has worked well in the last, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 exchanges, I'm thinking back to the cars I've had, I get something that's 2 years old, try to get relatively low mileage and keep it for 2 years. I've been driving a lot less in the car and a lot more in my truck. So the car that I, turned in for this one, I'd actually only put, 14, I had in 2 years, I put 14,000 miles on the car. Nothing. Really, I just used it to drive back and forth visiting and handle. Yeah, I didn't need a car that much. So that's why I don't buy a new one. Somebody's got to buy a new one, though, because if you don't buy new ones, how are we going to get the old
And what's really interesting in this story is they say the average price for a new car has gone up. When people go in, especially if they're buying a new car every, 5, 6 years, you might go in, you buy a car, you pay it off, you go look for another one. People are going in expecting new cars to be about $20,000. Well, the average is now more like $30,000. In fact, the average price paid for a car, the average price today is $36,848. So that's pretty pricey when you're looking to finance it over 5 years.
Sure is. It's almost like killing the goose that laid the golden egg. One wonders about some of these things when it comes down to buying and selling and trading. What are we doing? How are we staying on top of things? What are the airlines and what they do to keep increasing seat tightness and the prices go up and the ride becomes more uncomfortable? I thought it was interesting that the legislation department in the House is filing a bill to make the FAA set minimum requirements for airplane seat spacing. That'll be interesting. Airlines are not going to be happy about that. They'll be in there with all their lawyers and all their lobbyists to try to keep it from getting as bad as it is. We all know how bad it is, how cramped the quarters are in planes.
It's horrible.
The
it's bad. It's, you know, the double-edged sword for me is, do you want the government going into an industry and telling them how to do things? So that's
tough
for me.
Should be the marketplace.
It should be the marketplace, but clearly it's not, because with something like airlines, if you've got to fly, you've got to fly. It's not like there are a ton of
other
choices.
They have us all over a barrel, a lot you can do.
Yeah, the government, and here we go again with monopolies, they keep letting these airlines merge, and they say, well, it's because of the health of the industry. Well, the airline industry has never made as much money as it has in the last 3 years. Granted, every large carrier has gone bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And how many smaller service industries have taken the hit because of that? You know what happens when a company like that, Air American, and they've all gone bankrupt. And little guys that have service industries get pennies on the dollar. They get screwed. And the corporate people who are running it, which is, you acknowledge what their job is, and their job is to make the stock price for the stockholders more valuable. That's their job. You do it any way you can, and you'd be considered successful. However, at some point in time, you look at this stuff, like the spacing of seats and the cost of going from one place to another, and they blame it on the price of fuel or whatever it is. They charge you more money for your bags. Come on.
Yeah.
At some
point. And
these
are significant amounts of space, too, because I actually had this story pulled up because I was going to tell you about it later on. But the room between rows has actually shrunk. It used to be 34 or 35 inches.
Yeah.
That was the pitch.
Right.
Now it's 30 inches or less on planes.
And they give you, if you're in more, like American, if I don't get to sit up front, then they have for their better customers more leg room, I think, what they call it. They all
It's like an economy thing. Plus service.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so they're happy to give you, to tell you that you have a whopping 31 inches instead of the 27 that you would have if you sat in a regular seat. And as Jennifer just pointed out, that's a pittance compared to what the normal seat difference used to be.
My dad just got back from transatlantic flight. He was in Italy, so he came back, and he had paid for the premium economy section because he's tall. My dad's 6'3", he's a big guy. He wanted the extra leg room, and they had their connecting flight was delayed because of weather, so he missed his initial flight. So they put him on an Air France flight, just in regular economy. They couldn't honor his economy plus ticket that he had, and he said, I don't know. He's going to go. He was going crazy about it. He was upset with your life. So maybe he will. Probably not yet is the answer. Not yet, but maybe. But he was telling me that, he said when they served dinner, and it reminded me of the flight that I took to Ireland on Aer Lingus, the space is so small that they actually make an announcement that you have to have your seat back up during dinner. Otherwise, no one can eat. The person behind you can't eat if you're reclined because there's just no space left anymore. It's like you're sitting in the guy's lap in front of you or behind you. It's crazy.
It is kind of crazy.
Especially when you think about people's health, because that's a real issue. And I know they say get up and walk around an airplane, but who really does that? There's not a lot of space to do that either.
I know,
you have to. You force yourself, but no one's getting up every hour like they tell you you should.
Yeah.
Lovely. All right. So have we solved the problem? We underscored a problem. Did we fix it? What's the way to fix it? Allow a new airline. I think I'll start an airline. What do you think, ladies? You want to go in with me? Invest a couple of bucks. Let's buy a plane. We'll start. We'll start small.
Let's call it first class for poor people.
No, just call it first class.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
First class.
First class. Let's call it first class.
Every seat flies first class.
First class, yes.
Fabulous.
There actually are some of those. They're called NetJets. Get one of those. Call Warren Buffett, and he'll get you one. 16 after the hour on today's DJV program.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges.
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
If memory serves, you're a fan of This Is Us.
What? Are you kidding me? You know it's my favorite show, right?
Okay, there's another show that's going to give you all the same feels.
Seriously? All right, I'm listening.
Okay, it's called New Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a doctor on a mission to heal the system.
Ooh.
And he does it by breaking every rule.
Oh, if only that doctor was real.
Hold up.
It's based on a true story.
Ooh, okay, I'm there. Details, please. I need some details.
New Amsterdam, coming tonight after your favorite show, This Is Us, on NBC.
I think that's going to be a good night. Ooh, I'm getting excited.
Told ya!
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Women who develop gestational diabetes are at risk for other health concerns as well. Mayo Clinic Dr. Margaret Dow explains.
Just like normal diabetes, gestational diabetes causes vascular damage and can cause excessive weight gain in neonates. A large percentage of women, about two-thirds of women with gestational diabetes, will go on to develop type 2 diabetes in the following two decades.
Dr. Dow says long-term risks of stroke and heart disease significantly increase in women with gestational diabetes.
In actuality, the cardiovascular risk is quite significant. So it's not just about blood sugar and managing one's blood sugar. It's about all the other cardiovascular risks, including the modifiable ones.
Dr. Dow says pregnant women can reduce their risks by maintaining a healthy diet rich in fruit, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and including regular exercise. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A couple of more names in the news. A fella named Jim, is it Knoblach? Is that how you pronounce his name, Jennifer? K-N-O-B-L-A-C-H, congressman from Minnesota.
Oh, Klobach, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's Klobach, okay.
You're right, yeah.
He has quit his campaign for re-election because his daughter said that he fondled her when she was a child.
Ugh. Oh, that guy. I heard about that over the weekend. Ugh.
The lawyer says, no, that didn't happen. Well, you know, where do these come from? Where do they come from? Here's Wilbur Ross, Commerce Secretary, have to give testimony about adding a citizenship question to the census in 2020. District Judge Jesse Furman issued a decision in one of several lawsuits challenging the question, which would ask census respondents if they were U.S. citizens. Why isn't that? What's wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything, but a lot of people think that it'll prohibit everyone from answering the census questions.
Who thinks that?
Fairly. The opposition to this, because there's two sides. You and I don't see a problem with it. There are people who do see a problem with it, and they say
what's the problem?
That it'll discourage people from answering the census questions.
Right.
So?
I think you have to know who's here and who's here legally and who's not here legally, because that actually matters is in terms of funds and programs and things for both sides, by the way, for citizens and non-citizens. It's just a piece of basic information. But
well, when we learn from the study that was done at Yale and MIT about the population of illegals being twice what it really what we've been told, we were told it was 11 million. It's actually 22 million. What does that do to the labor force? What does it do to wages? What does it do to crime? What does it do to welfare, real estate prices, productivity rates? All you go through is an arm's length of things that are a part of this question. Once again, the realization that when you look at it, we actually are eating ourselves, like eating our young. It's tragic and ridiculous at the same time. 21 after the hour, food for thought here on the DJV Show.
Healthcare. Medicare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
I'm not paying attention to Eric Church before. Maybe I should. I kind of like this. This is Eric Church doing Desperate Man. He's doubling down on his upcoming North American tour with sort of an innovative approach that includes two stops in every city he visits. Following the release of his forthcoming album, Desperate Man, which comes out on the 5th of October, so that's a week from Friday, he's playing 18 double nights at cities across North America, plus one stadium show at Nissan Stadium in Nashville next May. The Nashville date will more than double the capacity where he previously set Bridgestone Arena's attendance record. Last year, that was, upon the final stop of his Hold in My Own tour. I didn't realize this guy was that big a deal, Jennifer.
He's a big star. Wow. He's, I would say he's probably just kind of bubbling under Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan, but came out about the same time.
Any of the award shows, though. Has he been getting
awards? Sure, yeah, he's been given awards. He is definitely more rock than country. I'd say he's definitely rock Drake.
Rock-ry.
So I think the rock comes almost before
rock-ry.
The country. He's got kind of that rock-ry. Southern rock feel, but also just like you'd hear him in a bar, his ballad,
yeah.
And then the rest of it, very rockish. I can't explain it, but he's kind of the hard guy in country music.
So has he... He's got a lot of material to work with, apparently, because he doesn't have an opening act. He goes out for 2 hours himself, does all those sets back-to-back, and he does them every night, one and then the next one. His fan club is known as the Church Choir, kind of clever. You get priority access to purchasing tickets during the fan club presale. Remainder of the tickets sold during Ticketmaster's verified fan presale. Ticketmaster, ha-ha! Somebody's getting the goods on them. Did you see that story about them making deals with the, why does that
with
not surprise
scalpers.
Us? The scalpers, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Church is offering tickets inside his stage, made available exclusively to the Church Choir members and through the brand new Eric Church app. Church Choir members also have the opportunity to take advantage of exclusive hotel deals in all of the tour cities as well. So that's kind of an interesting. Do you have to pay money to be?
That's the first time I've heard of an artist doing that.
Yeah, yeah,
giving fans hotel deals. That's a great thing to do.
Pretty smart,
it is.
Actually.
Yeah, right. So you get drunk at the concerts and you go to the hotel instead of. People don't drink at country concerts, though, do they, Jennifer?
Oh, sure.
They do.
Yeah, definitely.
A few of them. Yeah.
Uh huh. All right. Next up on the calendar of musical events, the Allman Brothers, with a focus on founding member Dickie Betts here, has had successful surgery after he fell down and hit his head while playing with his dog. The website says the Ramblin' Man and Blue Sky singer-songwriter went through surgery Friday to relieve swelling on his brain. This is not pretty. Statement
Dickie
posted
Betts
over the weekend.
Had a rough time lately.
Yeah. Betts and his family said the outpouring of support from all over the world has been overwhelming and amazing. We're very appreciative. Last month, he suffered a mild stroke, had a cancer synopathy. This is, if you hit your head and you've had a stroke, that ain't a good recipe for the future.
Not at all.
No, that's bad news, man. Bad news. And listen to this, the great stuff that's come from the Allman Brothers. I love this song. Crack this up, Carrie.
I love Dickie's voice, too. He doesn't sound good anymore, but he was one of the best voices.
Yep. All right, so what we need to do here, I think, what I would say is holding a good thought for Mr. Betts, whether you're a fan or not, just hold a good thought for anybody like that going through that kind of trauma. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's automotive news headlines, I'm Nick Miles. I spent the best part of a week test driving Chevrolet's new Silverado in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The team has set their sights on more, adding more features and capability. With the biggest bed in class, thanks to some creative construction, the Silverado has some outstanding features like segment-only electronic up and down tailgate that is controlled from the key fob. It also has an electronic step that rotates to the rear so you can step into the bed. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about MotorTrend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. He's heard from the president. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tells Martha McCallum in an exclusive interview on Fox News, President Trump has reached out by phone.
I know he's going to stand by me. He called me this afternoon, so he's standing by me.
Brett Kavanaugh sitting down with his wife Ashley, saying he's never assaulted anyone.
I'm a good person. I've led a good life. I've tried to do a lot of good for a lot of people. I am not perfect. I know that. None of us is perfect. I'm not perfect. perfect, but I've never, never done anything like this. I know I'm telling the truth. I know my lifelong record, and I'm not going to let false accusations drive me out of this process. I have faith in God, and I have faith in the fairness of the American people. America's about fairness and hearing from both sides. I didn't do this or anything resembling this. This is wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
That music gets you jazzed up there, boys and girls. It's the DJ V Show with the King of American Agriculture, Doug Steffen, Farmer Doug, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I will tell you, before we get to our trending story, I am awash with concerns. And the fact that I start this portion of the program with this will tell you how important, I think, the focus is on the farm, food, families, that sort of thing, what's going on. I'm just talking to the guy who's my chief of fixing things on the farm, wonderful guy who's been around for 14 or 15 years. His name is John Diamond. And we have a situation where yet perhaps the fourth hay field to be compromised and ruined this year because of the weather and sometimes equipment problems. He said to me, I said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "Old age." And I said, "Mine or the machine's?" And we laughed about it. Yesterday was my dear friend Donald Ela, his birthday was just, his birthday and mine are close, and we've been working together for years and years and years, and he came to bale this field of hay with me instead of celebrating his birthday. His birthday was yesterday. With his wife, he came to me to help, and the baler wouldn't work, so we were both of us crazy with, you know, here we have more weather coming in, a chance of another field getting ruined because of the rain, and the machine won't work. So anyway, and then as he talked about, as John was talking about the age of the equipment, and thinking about what we're going through here in the American, I didn't sleep well last night at all. I was thinking about all these things, like ruining another bale of, another field of hay, but then the things that we're accosted with, there is everywhere we turn. Donald and I were talking about this. We don't want to do business with the state anymore. There are a lot of state lands that farmers rent, but because they're becoming so ridiculous with how they do it, so difficult. And then I was thinking about some of the other things. I'm trying to get the farm vehicles re-registered, and they're doing nothing but hassling me over things that I've never had a question or there's never been a problem with before. It's just one hassle after another. And I was thinking, is it just the farmer, or is it everywhere? Do we all feel like we're just getting hassled to death about nothing when it gets right down to it? But the reason I focus on the farmer, because of my own situation and how many people on the farms around the country are facing the same dilemma. Farms are going out by the hundreds every month because of bad government policy and the forces of the economics of, you know, all the imports and things that Trump is talking about. Things have become so complicated for simple people. I grew up in a simple world of simple folks. The farmers that I grew up around, who were like my second family, and there were three of them, were just prepared to get up in the morning at 4 o'clock, go milk the cows, go do the work of the day, growing whatever it is they had to grow to support themselves and the animals that they had, and they'd work until 6 or 7 o'clock at night, and they'd go have dinner, they'd go to bed, and they'd start all over again. They did that 7 days a week. That's the atmosphere under which I grew up. That's why I have the work ethic, I guess, that I do. I don't mind working 7 days a week because it's kind of fulfilling. But it isn't fulfilling when you are attacked at every corner, at every turn, by operators and the operational side of government that doesn't make any sense to any of us. And so I look at these three or four confrontations plus the weather, and John and I, you know, who can, one of the things, the equipment business is kind of bad. Jennifer was talking about car, the used car and the new car business. Well, the same is true of all these new things that some of the big ag concerns can buy because they can afford to spend $140,000 for a new tractor. I sure as heck can't, neither can anybody else I know. Plus the fact they have so much computer technology in them that you can't work on them. I can't have a guy like John around to fix my tractors because you can't even get in. They don't even have a dipstick for oil. If the tractor is malfunctioning and there's a leak, you have to bring it to the dealer to have them fix it before oil can get added. Can you imagine anything so crazy? And so this is the kind of stuff that we're confronted with, and it makes it very, very difficult. So I sometimes my attitudes are generated not by what's going on the program itself, but what's going on in my life. And I think that's the case with you. You listen to this program because you want to hear what's going on, maybe in our lives, the lives of other people. Focus on it. And there seems to be a continuing frustration, or there's a continuing focus on all of these things that add up to being a problem. The Chinese trade talks, the Chinese have canceled them for now because the administration announced last week they want to impose tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Well, how did we get to this point in the first place? How is it that you and I and other Americans are buying that much from China? Why are
it's everywhere.
Yeah,
it's
but why
so
is it everywhere?
Hard to get, and
because we allowed it to happen.
Yeah,
it's
so you
hard
and me,
to get
baby.
Away from, and if
yep.
everything being built there, made there.
Yeah. All right. Other challenges that we focus raising children in this world of challenges is going to be our focus in a moment. with an eye to Facebook, I think. There's something going on between parent-teacher groups and Facebook that I want you to know about. We'll touch that in just a matter of moments here on the DJV program.
For the last few years, there have been riots over the alleged victimization of young black men by police. The fact is that most of the young guys who had these fatal encounters were victims long before. Their victimizer, however, was not the criminal justice system. This is Bishop E.W. Jackson, president of STAND, Staying True to America's National Destiny. Consider these statistics. Fatherless homes produce 63% of youth suicides, 71% of high school dropouts, and 75% of all adolescent drug treatment patients. In fact, young men from fatherless homes are 20 times more likely to end up in prison than men who grow up with a dad. 72% of black children are born out of wedlock. Before any confrontation with a police officer, most of these young men are victims of their fathers, abandoned, and sometimes not knowing who their fathers are. If we want to keep black men out of prison, we must be thinking about ways to rebuild the black family and restore men to the important role of fatherhood.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-365-7254. 800-365-7254. 800-365-7254. That's 800-365-7254.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. You need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on today's DJV program. I was talking about making an allusion to safety, Facebook, and the PTA because children are confronted by so many things. I think all of us are. Online safety, bullying, that sort of thing. So apparently the National Parent Teacher Association, the PTA, and Facebook are getting together to launch something called Digital Families Community Events, happening in a couple of hundred cities across the country. So we have Antigone Davis from Facebook here and Colin Robinson, who's the head of the board at the National PTA, to talk about this very thing. I guess the obvious question for both of you is, why did Facebook and the PTA get together on this?
All I can say is I wish we'd gotten together even sooner. Actually, the PTA is right in the home of families all around the country, so they were a natural partner for this. And what we really wanted to do was to make sure that we could get into local communities, bring resources, tips for parents, guidance, research, and make sure they had the tools that they need for a world in which our offline world and our online world is so intimately connected.
All right. So, Mr. Robinson, would you tell us what you think the largest challenges are that are faced by your members these days?
Well, so currently in the digital space, it's this constant change, and parents are having a really tough time keeping up. So what we're trying to do is show parents ways that they can use the resources that are available to them to have these in-depth conversations with their kids about digital safety, online bullying, how to be a good online citizen. And most of these conversations are actually very similar to the conversations that are having in the offline world, just taking them online.
So of those things that are listed here, the bullying, the digital literacy, the news literacy, the online safety, which of these, and I would ask either of you to underscore which one, maybe Antigone, you feel is one stronger, more important than the other, and Colleen, maybe you think there is one. What's the most important thing here?
Well, you know what, I think the way we think about it is that you really want to give kids the skills that they need to think critically and to share thoughtfully, much like you want your children to think critically when they're making decisions offline and to be thoughtful about how they're communicating with the people that they're communicating with offline. You really want to do the same thing online. And if you hit both of those, you really do give them the kinds of social and emotional skills that they need to navigate what learning something new, taking in new information, as well as dealing with something that maybe bothers them when they see it online.
All right, Colin, with you, yeah. Is it bullying? I see bullying underscored here, it seems, more than anything else.
Bullying is definitely the hot topic, but I think it comes down to citizenship and what that looks like for a student. As parents, we're raising young adults, and eventually they're going to go out into the world, and giving them the tools and skills that they need to be good citizens through the rest of their life starts at such an early age.
All right, so do we have something, the connection here to make it more formal between Facebook and the National PTA? There are grants available. Is that from the PTA applying to Facebook? Is that something, grants that will help to spread the word, Antigone?
Yeah, so what it is we have provided funding for parents to reach out to get a grant to host an event in their community around online safety. And then we are going to provide the parents with training as well as resources to give out to the other parents. And the idea is to get into all 50 states in 200 communities to give parents access to these resources.
All right. One question, if I may, Colin, of you.
Yeah.
The focus, I said bullying, we always seem to think about the person who is the victim. But what happens to parents if they find out that their child is the bully?
Again, it comes down to that conversation that the parents are having with their kids. We would all hope that our kids are acting safely and appropriately online, but when you have that open line of communication with your student and with your kids, you can address those things as they come up.
One of the things that's really nice about the resources that we're providing to parents is that there's a bullying prevention hub, access to a bullying prevention hub, which talks very specifically about when your child is being accused of actually being the bully and how to have that important conversation with them.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you'd want to be fooling around. All right, so information on this. A lot of people now interested. You've piqued our interest. Where do we go, Antigone, to get more info, especially when it comes to applying for this grant?
For the access to the Facebook resources, you want to go to Facebook /safety, but Colin can tell you about where to get the grants.
Colin,
yeah,
go ahead.
For the grants, we're talking about 200 grants in all 50 states, and you can go to pta.org/digitalfamilies to learn all about them.
pta.org/digitalfamilies. Antigone Davis, Colin Robinson, thank you for being here.
A
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour, the familiar tones of the theme from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program here on the air on the DJV program because of the hard work of Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, is here with us to answer your questions sent in by our listeners, including Doris, who's on Wyoming, who has
Doris,
a 1970 home on a basement. Wow. Some of the exterior siding comes pretty close to the ground, overlaps the foundation, and is rotten.
Uh-oh.
Lady, it's too close to the ground.
Too close to the ground.
All right, so what does she do to fix it?
She needs a house elevator.
I mean, that house out. Get the house away from the ground.
Lift that house about 2 feet. So he wants to know if she can seal the gap where the siding overlaps the foundation. No, caulk is not going to help you here, Doris. What you have to do is you have to regrade this area. Now, if the soil is up so high that it's covering or coming that close to the siding, what you're going to need to do is put in sort of like a mini retaining wall around that foundation where you have an area that's sort of recessed. And this way you get some airspace between the bottom of the siding and the top of the soil. You're going to have about 12 inches there. So basically you're going to dig a trench around the outside of the house. You're going to support the earth where it's higher than the siding. And then you're going to add some drainage in that area so that any water that collects in there runs out a hopefully underground perforated pipe towards the lower part of your yard and drains away. But you've got to have some airspace on that side of the house or the siding will continue to rot.
You know what I did on my, if this helps, I had my guys dig a hole a foot wide and a foot deep all the way around the house and all the way around the barn, right. And I had them fill it with pea stone. And now the splash doesn't go up on the wood. It wasn't so much rotten, but it was, my house is white, and so you get that mud coming up from the gardens around the house, and yeah. It makes all that lower part look kind of dirty.
You know,
so that worked for me.
Yeah, there's a lot of places in a house where you get either the splash from water that has an erosive effect, or you get double the amount of UV radiation. For example, when you have a second story wall that intersects with a roof, you'll notice that the roof in that area will actually wear out faster and the siding will bubble and dry out faster because you get the reflection of the sun either striking the siding or striking the roof and bouncing up. So it has a duplicative effect there and actually wears quicker than the rest of the house. And the same with rain. You know, if it hits, for example, with a brick house, you'll often see the mortar joints worn out at the bottom courses because the water hits the grade, bounces up on the brick, and stays wetter longer, and that's what causes it to kind of deteriorate.
Heats it away. Yep. All right. There's a great tip. There are fantastic tips every single week. And this week, the first week of fall, the Money Pit is celebrating. Got a new giveaway. You can sign up for it at moneypit.com. And also, you can get their weekly newsletter, all kinds of things going on. So what are you doing? Giving away a $1,000 grill? Where do I get mine?
We've got a fantastic fall sweepstakes just launched at MoneyPit.com. We teamed up with RiverbendHome.com. We're giving away a $1,000 grill or a $500 shopping spree. Plus, we've got two beautiful new fire pits to give away and 10 copies of our book, My Home, My Money Pit, your guide to every home improvement adventure. You can enter once a day starting right now at MoneyPit.com.
Well, 3 out of 4 is not bad. I'd be interested in the $1,000 grill, $500 shopping spree, new fire pits. I don't know about that.
Not so much money. About the book. Don't you have like a loose, don't you have like a short leg on a table that's kind of wobbly and you can shove it under there or something?
Actually, there are tons of great things in the Money Pit's book, My Home, My Money Pit. So check that all out, moneypit.com. Okay, listener Jack, who's in Nevada, has problems with his walls and ceilings because they're bubbled up.
Right.
He had a leak. Well, there you go. The repairing of the ceiling, sir, should come after you repair the leak.
Yes, that's right.
That'd be mine.
First, fix the leak, Jack. Good advice, Doug.
Thank you.
Now, when you say your ceiling is bubbled, are we talking about paint bubbling, or are we talking about like the drywall being swollen?
If it's the drywall, there's the paper on the drywall can separate from the context of the drywall itself, right?
I mean, it depends. If it's like paint bubbling and the drywall's largely intact, by that I mean flat and none of that paper separating, then you certainly can prime it. And priming is really important. If you don't prime that surface, the latex paint will show the stains right through. So you've got to prime it. And that's really, really key to making sure it works. But if the drywall itself is swollen and bubbled and has dried that way, you got to rip it out. That's why, Doug, if you get a leak that's coming through a ceiling, I always tell folks to take like a screwdriver and poke a hole in the ceiling, because if you can drain the water out from behind it, it's a lot easier to fix that little hole than it is to tear out your entire ceiling when the drywall is swollen and hanging down.
Right. You can tape over it and recover it that way, right?
Yeah, people think they're damaging it further. No, you're actually saving your ceiling by putting those holes in there.
Don't forget, sign up for that sweepstakes at moneypit.com. Tom Kreidler with Doug Steffen on the DJV Show.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.